Good morning, my friends. It is time for the Morning Mindset episode for today from the Live, Build, Change podcast and Live, Build, Change website. I'm Kerry Green, and Live, Build, Change is a movement for Christ followers that's aimed at helping you experience really more of what God has in store for you. You can find out more at livebuildchange.com. These past episodes, I don't know, five or six of them here now, we've been talking about this issue of limiting beliefs. It's a term that you hear a lot in the personal development realm, especially in the entrepreneurial space as well. And it's an observation that someone has made that all of us believe things that are limiting. And limiting in what way? Well, in the personal development realm that's devoid of Christian concepts, they would say it's limiting of you, that you're limiting yourself. I would nuance that a little bit, and I would say limiting beliefs limit your capacity to trust God. That's really what they do. They limit your capacity to believe Him for what He has said is true. Now today, I want to give you a really concrete example, something very specific, so that this gets out of the realm of theory and more into the realm of everyday life. Imagine with me, if you will, that you grew up in a home where you were not encouraged as a child to try new things. In fact, maybe you were sheltered or protected. You may have grown up with a sense of feeling you're not very competent. You're not very capable of accomplishing much. And perhaps in situations as you got older, you did try things. You went out for baseball or soccer. You went to dance lessons. You had the opportunity to try things. And you weren't the best at those things. In fact, maybe you struggled at some of those things. What can that combination of both how you were treated as a child and the experiences you had, what could those cause you to conclude about yourself? You could begin to think of yourself as a person who doesn't have much to offer, or a person who's not very capable, not very competent. And if that becomes a belief that you have about yourself, you begin operating inside this concept of a limiting belief. You are believing something about yourself based on what looks to you to be evidence from family, the way you were raised, lack of opportunity, lack of success when you tried certain things, that is not necessarily true. And in fact, I would say it is not true, especially if you are now a believer in Jesus Christ, because Jesus has come into your life not just as your ticket to heaven or your fire insurance to keep you out of hell. That is not the only reason Jesus is in your life. Jesus has come to dwell in you. He now resides in you, and what He's doing inside of you is transforming you. He has given you a new identity. He's made you a new creation. And so, especially now, as a follower of Christ, those beliefs don't apply. They are limiting beliefs. They are limiting your ability to walk in the reality of who God has made you to be. And that will affect your feelings. It will affect the things you're willing to attempt. It will affect all kinds of things as you try to live in this world if you keep operating according to that limiting belief. But it's important that we come against limiting beliefs with the truth of Scripture. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, Christ has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. So in other words, Jesus has done everything in you needed to be done in order to make you a competent instrument or tool or servant that He can use to show others His glory. And you may say, well, that's not a big deal. It's not like running a big million-dollar company or getting a Nobel Peace Prize. But that is a huge deal. You are an instrument, a very capable instrument God can use to transform the life of another person. I hope that's helpful to you. Let's talk a little bit more about this idea of limiting beliefs tomorrow on the Morning Mindset episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.